welcome to Newsbox. It's Wednesday, the 18th of October. We were expecting someone to come in for a meeting about 15 minutes ago. They've not turned up. We've decided to just podcast.
Yeah.
So we might have to stop.
We've cast off.
We might have to...
Knit one
and then purl one. And then make
drop
a hole in
one.
It. That can be for a buttonhole.
Wouldn't be a very
needs
good
be must be. What is the news?
Well, convicts get paid to play Scrabble.
Hey, that's quite a good deal. What do they have to do?
They need to just do something like structured, like go and have a game of Scrabble, go and see their psychiatrist, do something useful or something that you might think about. And if they do, they get £1.10. So it's not a thing. That might be the person.
The person might be here. I've just got an email from the other person who's her friend saying that she'll be here no later than 6. So let's go and have a look and see if it's her. We'll find out about Scrabble later.
Okay.
And we're back. Successful meeting. I think I've booked the theatre there for 3 weeks in March. That's good.
Excellent.
So Scrabble.
Yeah, Scrabble. So they get paid for it. And, you know...
How much?
£1.10p.
Per hour?
No, just for the... For the act itself, no matter how long it takes, and...
If they got really angry and smashed Scrabble, that's not even a proper word!
Then they wouldn't get a credit for it. And the credits that they receive, they're worth £1.10. They can
spend it
in the prison shop on snouts, phone cards...
Soap to drop in the showers.
Paedophile rings, that kind of thing. Things that you don't get credit for is watching telly, listening to the radio and playing pool.
Fair enough.
People are up in arms saying, oh, it's terrible... I don't think it is.
They're learning to spell by playing Scrabble.
Yeah. There are worse things.
It's only £1.10. It costs how much a day to keep a prisoner? As we've discussed before, a fortune. We could do it much cheaper.
And the money is going back into the prison. It's not going
to
elsewhere. It's not
going
to eBay.
They're not going to spend it on a getaway car.
No.
So, that's good. Macca News.
Oh.
Has been... The divorce papers have been served. It's all kicking off again. Apparently, Lady Heather, they're calling her Lady Heather throughout this article.
That's never happened, has it?
No, it hasn't, and it's weird because surely she's only a lady because he's a sir, and if they're getting divorced, this is no time to be touting around her lady status.
Mm.
She's no lady, she's Heather Mills.
She's Macca. What's the point?
Apparently, she has said in the papers that she was abused by Sir Paul McCartney of the Beatles and that he used illegal drugs, which I don't think, you know... He got caught with some wacky backy like in the 60s, and they were all doing it then.
Yeah.
But yeah, apparently he...
He abused her. Did he take the leg off and then smack her on the head with it?
No, he subjected her to violent attacks, including one incident when her arm was cut with a broken wine glass.
So she dropped a glass of wine, and it smashed. She went to pick up a piece, and got caught.
Well,
she's blaming him.
But we weren't there, we can't say, but it doesn't seem... It doesn't seem in character for gentle Paul McCartney, the man who wrote the Frog Chorus, and was married to vegetarian Linda. So that's the Macca news. The Macca being raked.
I tell you
today.
What, Linda would be fucking livid with Heather.
Well, of course she would. Of course she would.
And not just because of the marriage. I think she'd want Paul to have taken another wife and be happy, but I think she'd be
furious. The way she's treated him. I bet she eats meat as well.
Bet she does
Lady
on the slide.
Heather.
Ugh. Talking of me, a frustrated goose has been given a new lease of life after taking a gander at two female mates. There was a pair of them, male and female, they were happy, lived together for 7 years. The lady died, he went mental but really grumpy. So the owner thought, oh, what are we going to do? We've got a really grumpy goose.
No, they can be vicious, can't
they? Did a lonely heart sent him around all the other farms, and then another farmer rocks up and said, knock on the door, hello, here's a female goose.
Can you do it more like a farmer?
Do you fancy this goose or what?
Get off my land
or I'll have your well. And he said, yes, I like the goose. Let's see if they meet up. They get on, happy as Larry. They were at it like...
Geese.
Pigs in
shit. lovely. That's a beautiful story of goosing.
Yeah. Tell you what though, cod is going to be banned. So if you like cod and chips, get plenty in before the year is out.
I apparently it's going to be fishing for it's going to be banned in the UK, but most of the cod that's sold in chip shops is from Iceland.
Oh, that's horrible.
Where they've got loads of it coming out of their bloody ears.
Fuck it then. I mean, as long as
they're going to start whaling again because they've got so much.
No, don't eat the dodo if you see one. Don't eat panda if you see one.
But if your cod's from Iceland,
eat it.
Gobble it down. But why not get a different sort of? Why not experiment? Get a bit of plaice or something, or stingray.
I'll teach the bastards.
Or a haddock. What other sort? Scampi. Or a saveloy.
No, stingrays just remind.
What sort of fish is a saveloy?
Saveloy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Snake.
An eel.
Paul Hunter's wife.
Departed Paul Hunter's snooker
player. Snooker loopy player. His tragic wife has finally spoken. She said, going to church, lighting a candle. Don't want to talk about it. Leave me alone.
I'm glad she spoke that. Talking of tragic deaths.
Yeah.
This is a tribute show.
Yeah.
To Andy from EastEnders.
Lovely Andy.
Played by Ross Davidson, who later went on to be in the Admiral car insurance advert and in Hollyoaks. He was for a little while.
He was.
Anyway, he died. He was 57. He had a brain tumour. It's very sad.
It is. Life's been snatched away from him there.
But, you know, he'd also be in Take the High Road.
I tell you what, he won't be forgotten.
He won't be forgotten. Adam Woodyatt.
Yeah.
Ian Beale.
He
was a good man with a great sense of humour and a twinkle in his eye.
They had sex.
Yep. It's a great shame that he's left us after such a long and brave battle, but he always was a fierce competitor, my thoughts are with his family. So that would be comforting, wouldn't it, if someone you loved had died, if Ian Beale was thinking about you, you'd feel much better, wouldn't you? I wonder if he'd sell cods in his chip shop.
I don't know. Interesting.
Be interesting to get in touch. Let's write to EastEnders producers.
So you see them. You quite often see them like shaking the thing as if they're shaking some chips. You never see them actually wrapping up.
I haven't seen them in the chip shop for ages. Actually, they've mainly been in the cafe recently.
I think they can't be arsed with all the oil and stuff.
They must smell. So anyway, this is a tribute show to Ross Davidson.
Yeah, he won't be forgotten.
Who is he?
A recycler was recycling.
Right.
You put the accent.
Is this his job? Is recycling, or is he just a man doing some recycling?
Just a normal runner.
Like a cyclist, isn't it?
Like you or me or anyone.
Okay.
He put an envelope in the glass bag. He didn't realise what.
I think someone's knocking on the door. Despite there's a notice there saying don't knock on.
If
the
you
door.
Notice this notice, you'll notice that this notice is not worth noticing.
Just having a little hiatus. I'll read the recycling story. He put an envelope in the glass bag, and then they, because it was an envelope, had his address on it, and they took him to court. He was fined £100.
Okay.
I'm just going to pause now.
Also, can I have my computer in here?
I tell you what, it's like Piccadilly Circus around here today, isn't it?
It is.
So the man, he got fined for recycling, putting one envelope in a bag of glass.
Yeah.
And they've gone to his rubbish. So what, if I find Penny, £200, every time she put something in the recycling that couldn't be recycled, I'd have about £1,000 there.
Really? What kind of things does she put in?
Well, envelopes. If they've got a window. Well, most envelopes you can't recycle because they've got plastic windows in. Yeah. She's always putting them in.
Yeah.
And sometimes she'll do something that's cardboard, but like a juice carton. Mm-hmm. It's cardboard, but it's metal, lined with metal, so you can't do anything with that. So, you know, I'll sort it out. I don't find her.
Maybe you should.
Martin just popped in, who works with us here at our theatre, and he's given me a copy of The Guardian. He says this is very funny. Mm-hmm. It's a plot line to a Mexican telenovela, which is the new craze. It's like a cross between a soap opera and a miniseries, I think, or a series.
Right.
And there's a new one just started called Ugly Betty in America. Mm-hmm. But they're massive in Mexico. This one is from 1986, and it's called Cuna de Lobos. This is the plot. Carlos, head of an international pharmaceuticals giant, tells his wife, Catalina, he knows her secret and plans to expose her. She has long claimed she was blinded in one eye by his eldest son from a previous marriage in an effort to destroy the boy's confidence and allow his youngest brother, Alejandro, her son with Carlos to thrive. She poisons and kills Carlos, her husband. However, in his will, Carlos has decreed that whichever of his sons produces a son first will control the company. Alejandro's wife, Vilma, is infertile, so he secretly marries a second woman, Leonora, and has a son, Edgar. Alejandro and Catalina take the child and dump Leonora in an asylum. Alejandro, why is the one with a hard name to pronounce the one who's mentioned the most? It's odd law, isn't it? Returns to Vilma and they pass the child off as their own. Leonora escapes from the asylum, marries her elder brother, Juan Carlos, and undertakes a series of Byzantine schemes to unmask Alejandro, recover her child, and punish Catalina. The evil mother retaliates, protecting her scheme through a series of murders. Eventually, after many twists and turns, the story arrives at a happy and just conclusion. The end. That's it. Shakespearean in its scope.
Nice. Well, watch out for that.
A one-eyed crazy mother.
Spavala opened last night in the West End.
Mm-hmm.
Four of the original cast turned
Pythons.
Up. Yep.
There they are, look at them all. I have to say. Terry James is looking very well in that picture.
Not bad. But look at Palin.
Well.
You would.
You would. You would.
You would.
But I often think, though, if I watch you back here, you've watched the old ones, I think I might have fancied Terry Jones as well. I think he might have been my second favourite.
It's hard to know, isn't it?
It is. I've definitely fancied Peter Cook, though. Not that he was in the Python, but I know that. I know that! But, you know, it's the same era.
I just wrote that on a piece of paper and passed it to you. Pete Doherty's furious with Jack Osborne.
Oh, what's he been up to?
Well, in Jack Osborne's new book that's come out, there's a little chapter on getting off with Kate Moss.
Sorry, I wasn't listening.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. Other people would have been, I'm sure. And
I can't comment on my attack name.
Well, he's furious anyway. Kate denies they ever kissed.
Who's Kate Moss got off with?
Jack Osborne.
Oh, right. She wouldn't.
She's tell you who else is furious.
She's had Johnny Depp. She's not going to drop herself to Jack Osborne.
No.
Who's furious?
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah, people have been saying that he is dictating to Katie what wedding dress she has to wear.
Well, I've heard you say that. You said that she's going to have to wear peach meringue.
I never said that.
You said he dictated it.
I never said that. Well, anyway, I mean, he says it's the bride's decision. It wouldn't surprise me if he was dictating it. But he's lying. So I think he's mental. And I would not do him.
Well, you're dictating.
I'd rather do Meatloaf than Tom Cruise.
Well, Meatloaf's a, you know, he's a looker. Wesley Snipes, he's in show business. Has he ever been in a film with Tom Cruise?
I don't
think so. He was in Demolition Man, which was ace. Anyway, he's in big trouble. He's been dodging his taxes. And he's accused of falsely claiming £12 million in tax refunds. So he's got a warrant out on him, and he faces up to 16 years in jail if he's found guilty. So what they're going to have to do is cryogenically freeze him, reprogram him to know everything, even knitting. Sylvester Stallone got reprogrammed to know knitting, and then he can do some murder, death, kills.
Wow, or just pay his tax bill?
Well, I mean, where are you going to find £12 million like that? Because he's not that famous, even if they made Blade 4. He's not going to command that sort of fee, I can't imagine.
If he produced it himself?
I don't know if he'd have the rights to.
We'll do it, etc.
He was in the video for Bad.
No one bad.
Yeah. It was directed by Martin Scorsese, I never knew that.
I thought it was that other one, Sam Mendes. A shoplifter met his match when he fled a supermarket holding in his arms a chicken.
A real life one?
Yeah.
Or a frozen one?
Frozen. But who did he bump into but the shop security
Hamburglar.
Guard? Hamburglar. Oh. The shop security guard, who is none other than the world's strongest man finalist in 1998.
Oh, who else would it be?
who, you know, stopped him in his tracks and said, give us that chicken back. You're hobbled.
Brilliant. And then did he just pull him along by his teeth or something? That'd be quite good.
I kind of moved.
Got hold of his hair and pulled him along with his teeth. Although he carried loads of barrels to make a prison for him. That sort of stuff. That'd been good. I've sort of run out of news, but I was what distracted me when you were talking about whoever it was, Kate Moss or something. About Chris Moyles has written his biography, autobiography, it's 1699. It's easy to read because it has big gaps in the text and short sentences. Not many reviews, though, apart from this in the London Evening Standard. Lazy piece of crap. So I think they're saying probably wait until it's in the pound shop.
Chris Moyles, what's he ever done?
Radio 1 breakfast show.
Yeah.
Radio 1 afternoon show.
Yeah.
That celebrity singing thing.
He's a fat bastard, isn't he?
Oh.
Yeah.
Actually,
he's eaten quite a lot,
isn't he? Oh, maybe it's a
list. Maybe some recipes. It was a tortoise, lost its leg.
Oh.
They put a wheel on it. Didn't look very happy, though tortoises quite often don't. They don't have many expressions. So a nice picture of him here. He's rolling along. He's fine.
Good.
So what, I like the tortoise.
I know you do.
Bruce Willis.
Oh, he got his Walk of Fame thing, didn't he?
Finally. We've been petitioning for that, haven't we?
We have been petitioning. I'll tell you who was there to see it happen. Ashton Kutcher, who was about apparently at primary school when Die Hard was made. I think. It's probably true, yeah.
He doesn't look very happy about it. And I don't understand why Demi and Bruce don't get back together.
Oh, because they don't love each other anymore.
But they do.
How do you know that?
They're always hanging around together.
It's for the sake of scout and rumour. My God, I know the names of their children. Wrong.
Name two members of the Shadow Cabinet.
George Osborne. And David Davis. And William Hague. I did three.
Should have said four. Posties, a syndicate, they won the lottery. They say,
we're going to carry on putting posters
because we can't think of anything else to do.
We like putting things in slots.
There was a very, very, yes. There's a new business being set up. Which is, if you want to dump somebody but you don't know how to do it, you pay this company to do it.
So you just ignore them until they go away?
I mean, that's what most people do, isn't it? But no, apparently, it's better to do it like this. And he goes round and says, where is it? Hi, I'm Bernard Dresler, and I've been paid to tell you that you've been kicked to the curb and you've been dumped. How do you feel about that? Do you want some tissues? What do you want?
Well, I could do that. I could dump people on behalf of other people and give them a tissue.
Yeah, how much do you get paid for? I'm not sure how much. But apparently, it's quite good to get dumped once in a while because it makes you think about yourself and why it's happened. But, you know, do that itself.
It'd be nice if they sang it as like a singing telegram. You've been dumped. Here's a tissue. That would cheer you up a bit, wouldn't it?
I'm not sure.
Any more stories?
Any more?
I didn't even bother to read the paper today.
The Virgin Mary in a statue.
She crying.
Twelve statues, though, in the same town were reported to have all been crying on the same night.
Student pranksters?
No.
Was it raining?
And there's all the CCTV footage, so there's nobody there, just part dripping water onto the head. There's actually weeping from the eyes. And also, they, like, wrung their they came alive a little bit and wrung their hands and went, oh, why?
Mm. She's sad, isn't she?
12 o'clock tonight, the same night. Barry McGuigan.
Little
top.
Tiny Barry McGuigan, little tiny boxer from Ireland in the 80s.
Competing for the heavyweight now.
Has he got all fat?
He's gone. He's enormous.
Crikey.
And guess who else is back on top?
Is it Willie Carson?
No.
Bill Beaumont?
No.
Is it someone from the 80s who did sport?
Yes.
Eric Bristow?
No. He is.
John Parrott?
No, Daley Thompson. He's back doing his triathlons. He says he wants to compete in the London 2012 Olympics. And
he'll be about 50 then, won't he?
He'd be older than that, he'd be about 60. But he says it's not to do with age, it's about your body.
Mental intent. Like, PMS.
No, no,
PMS, isn't it? Are we done?
So, things to do tonight.
Ooh, is there anything good on telly? There's that, if you've got cable or satellite or digital, you could watch the Jack D sitcom. But I was more interested, there's something I was quite interested in watching. Oh, it's the Metallica rockumentary on E4.
Jeremy Irons, who do you think you are? BBC One, 9 o'clock.
Tell you what he thinks he is.
Watch that, have a wank. That is the news.
That is the news. So have a wank over Jeremy Irons tonight and we'll speak to you
soon. And we'll call back tomorrow. Goodbye.
Bye.
Not tomorrow, next week. Bye.
Bye.